Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. 'Cause I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots.
Welcome, everybody, to She's Gone Country. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you are joining us tonight. We just want to first let you know that if you are new to this show and listening in for your first time, there's a couple ways that you can find us. Of course, you can always find us by calling 347-857-3760. That brings you onto the show live, and you're able to just push 1 and come into the host queue. And our producer, Maria D. Giovanni, will let us know you're there, and we can bring you on the line. And whoever we're visiting with that week, you can surely come on and visit with our guests and us and join in the conversation. We like to have a open forum here, and we welcome anybody's call. So that's the first way you can reach us and hear the show. The other way is by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio. That's F-O-R-E radio. And what that will do is that will bring you to the Blog Talk website, and you can just find, scroll down just a tad, and you'll see our red boots, our logo. You just click those boots, and we are live and streaming from any laptop or internet connection that you have via Blog Talk. Now, if you miss the show, we welcome you guys to always come back. You can visit us on our internet on our website page, www.shesgonecountry.us, and it's all spelled out, shesgonecountry.us. And if you click the link at the top of the page that says She's Gone Country Radio Show, that will take you to our archive site, and you can listen to all our archives that we have there from any of the past shows if you've missed them, or you can also see who's coming up in our upcoming broadcast, and we have some pictures on there. We have a fun little website. And it just keeps getting better each and every month as we grow. So that's how you find us. And we are a worldwide platform. So we have guests that call in from all over the country. We have folks from Canada. We have folks from Mexico. It's really fun, and we've just really been blessed by what we're doing with Blog Talk and She's Done Country with Becky. So tonight with me, joining me for the broadcast and helping me steer the interviews tonight is, of course, my one and only co-host that is just my most beautiful aunt, and that's Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Vicki. Good evening, everyone.
And then we also have with us our dear, dear friend and guest co-host, CEO of Western Wishes, Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you there?
Yes. How are you girls tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. I think I'm doing great. The weather's been beautiful up here. Summer has arrived. We survived Soup Fest, and, we're ready to go into the next phase of everything that's happening in the summer up here in the Northwest. What about you, Aunt Vicki?
Well, you know what, Vicki? I'm totally excited. I cannot believe that it's going to be July 1st. I mean, it just completely, it just blows me away. I mean, summer is upon us, the heights of the rodeo season, all the things that we love to do in the summertime, ropings, rodeos, gymkhanas, everything Western is just right here in front of us. So lots going on, definitely.
And Donalyn, what have you been up to these last couple weeks?
Oh, my gosh, 10 wishes coordinating in 20 days. We've got to pull it off. But I'll tell you, they're great stories, wonderful wish kids. I have to do a little shout-out for Calgary. I have to say Calgary is one of the most gracious rodeo committee that you could ever, ever work with, and Cheyenne as well. But, my gosh, great wish kids and great stories, and I'm just anxious to get those done. And also anxious to get our state and regional chapter people going. So it's not such a load for me, but I'm loving it.
I'm sorry, Vicki, but when Donalyn mentioned Calgary, that just takes me back so many, many years. And so, you know, I want to go back to Calgary one time. I think I was maybe 6 years old, Donalyn. Daddy had some stock at Calgary, and we all traveled up there, and he picked up Bronx, and that was the last time I was there. So if you do a wish next year there, count me in.
You know what? I was going to ask. I really think it's very, very important that this year is our 20th anniversary, but the thing is, it's just so loaded. It's such a loaded year, but next year, I really, there's two places that I really think I want to go, but I want to go with you girls, too, and have a presence is the Calgary Stampede, but also the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I would love to go to that. That's for sure.
Those are the two I really would like to really expand with. Because I love the Canadians, and they're so gracious. And I like the idea of branching out into the racehorse industry as well. So anyway, yeah. I hope you guys can come with me because I really want to do that this coming year, or this, in 2015.
Well, I don't see any reason why you can't do it, Donalyn. You know, Western Wishes continues to grow by leaps and bounds every single day, and it seems like, whenever you and I visit, or have any kind of conversation, you're constantly telling me of something new that's taking place.
I know. It's amazing. It is. It really is. It's exciting. And it's exciting with having, you know, I learned something. It took 20 years to really get it down, and I still don't have it down. But it's called the 3 Ds of leadership, and it's decide, delegate, and then disappear. And it's real hard. It's very hard to just disappear because you just got to have your fingers in it. But, boy, do I have wonderful people on board that just get it. They just get it, and you can just say, you just go for it. Just go. So there's a lot of programs within the Western Wishes program that are really going to impact lives far more than just the wishes themselves. And the wishes will always be our platform, but boy, I'm excited about some of the other things we're doing, and I love what I'm doing, I love what I do, and yet I really would like to take a back seat to coordinating and hosting the wishes and get our state and regional people really, really going so that we can concentrate on indirectly being, I always say this, indirectly we're publicists for those little kids, and those big kids. it's our mission to really highlight and celebrate their fighting spirit, and we don't have enough time to really get in there and highlight them and make a DVD presentation of them and promote them. So I'm excited about that part of it. So I guess I'll always be excited.
Well, Donna Lynn, I am really excited about, you know, what's going to happen come December and the Western Wishes book. We visited about this from last week, I believe, but tell us again for those listeners that are just tuning in this time.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. When we set out to do this book for the 20th anniversary, it was going to be the most inspiring stories that have come out of Western Wishes since 1994, and it was going to be 20 wishes for 20 years. And, you know, we're not even capping it off at 40. And, you know, you can't do all 300 stories, but we can't seem to cap it off. Every time I turn around, there's a new, great, inspiring story. Just like Wednesday and Thursday, we're doing the American Paint Horse World Show. It's the Youth World Show. And it's the first time we've been with this association, and we hope that we have a presence with them every year. But it's a little girl that comes from a rodeo family, and she was in a car wreck at 7 years old, and she's paraplegic and in a wheelchair, and she's 9 now. And so since it's the Paint Horse World Show, we're bringing her Wednesday and Thursday and taking her to the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, and then she gets to give a world buckle to one of the youth champions on Thursday. But she doesn't know this, but we're going to go through an intensive hunt to find the perfect paint horse and get her a therapeutic saddle so that next year when she comes back, she's going to be on that horse. And we'll fly in Rachel, who is our former Western Wishes girl that represents Utah, who beat leukemia and went on to win an APHA World Championship. So I just love the stories behind the stories. I get so excited. So, you know, don't get me going because I can't stop because it seems like there's always compelling, inspiring stories that just you get so excited to help promote that child and get them out. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know we have to take a break, Becky, coming up in a couple of minutes, but when Donna Lynn, when you brought up the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, that, of course, is in Fort Worth, Texas, correct?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And so that's going to lead us, maybe we'll visit a little bit about the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, but that will lead us directly into something we can visit about this evening, too, and that's the Fort Worth Stockyards. And the championship rodeo there.
Our listeners tonight, we are excited to be able to share a little bit with you about the Stockyards Championship Rodeo. We were planning on having their marketing director come on the show tonight. I spoke with him this morning, but, you know, things happen in the world, and we are all super, super busy. And, you know, you plan for something, and you try to be there, and sometimes things come up, and I'm sure, especially with what's on Nate's plate in running this event and marketing for this event, it's a year-long rodeo. I'm sure that he might have gotten stuck or called into a meeting or something may have came up. So if he calls in, we will definitely bring him on the show because it is his hour, and we're gonna fill it with all things Stockyard Championship Rodeo. But we always, always have fun listeners and fun things to talk about on She's Gone Country with Becky. So I do have a special guest that has joined us this evening to visit with us a little bit, and we'll bring him on in just a few minutes when we get back from our commercial break. So stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Becky Christensen-O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. And we have just been spending the first few minutes of the hour just catching up and filling us in on all things Western Wishes, because Western Wishes is our charity team and of choice. And so we always want to elevate and empower Western Wishes for all that Donalyn is doing and her heart for those children facing adversity. So we always like to give some time to her to share what's going on in her world and her organization. And I also just want to take a few minutes to say thank you to our show sponsors and our station sponsors, because without them, we definitely would not be able to broadcast week after week. So first, I'd like to say thank you to our station sponsors, and that's Higher Ascent, the Ambassador Program, and B&B Builders and Remodeling. They are the support of the station as a whole. And then, of course, our show sponsors that come in and support She's Gone Country with Becky, specifically, of course, is Trinity Wellness, Cowboy Up Energy, TVAccountable.com, Living Rural Productions, and, of course, Trace Rios Trophy Buckles. And so just because we're live and we're on the air and things can happen and we just kind of got to roll with the punches, we were intending to have the marketing director of Stockyards Championship Rodeo on, Nate Krieger, and he may still be able to join us before the hour's up. But in the interim, we're going to hold on talking about the Stockyards for just a moment, and I want to bring on someone that's very special to me, someone that is just a truly, truly a man of God and someone that I look up to, even though I'm older than he is. But he's got a beautiful family. He's got a son that is just whooping tails in the rodeo world. And I just asked him to come on for a little bit of time tonight and share with us all the things that are happening. And that is co-owner of our sponsor, Trace Rios Silver, and my cousin, Brett Tatum. Brett, are you there?
Yes, Becky. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, I appreciate you coming on so quickly.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
That, you know, you know, we have so many people that we can get some fun stories from, but I wanted to bring you on just because, one, I love you so much, and I appreciate what Trace Rios does for our show. But gosh, we're in the heat of rodeo season. It's kicked in. It's spring, and I love following you during rodeo season with Pecos because he's always doing so many awesome things. And so I just wanted
Thank you
to take the floor for a little bit and tell us what's he been up to and what's he doing.
Well, thanks, Becky. Thanks for having me on tonight. I'm glad I could call in and be part of the show tonight. We appreciate you and all you do for the rodeo world, spreading the news of the country world that we live. And it's a blessed one. We're very excited to do what we do every day. And we actually are getting a little late start at it this evening. We're going to turn the lights on and rope some calves tonight. And so we're busy all day today and got done eating dinner, and now we're fixing saddle horses and start roping. But we've been taking Pecos to two different associations this year. We've been taking him to the American Junior Rodeo Association. The American Junior Rodeo Association has been in existence continuously since 1952. They are, I believe, the oldest, and they crown world champions at their NFR coming up in Sweetwater, Texas. And it's the very end of July and the first weekend of August. It lasts for about 5 days. We've been going to all those this year. We just got back from Andrews, Texas, this weekend, north of where your brother, Jesse, lives. We got to see him and his beautiful daughter, Millie Jo, Sunday. They come up for watch the end of the rodeo, and we got to go eat lunch with them. And we had a great weekend. We had fun. We had a whole crew with us this weekend. We had Pecos, and then there's a girl that is dear to our heart, and her name's Sarah Culpepper. She's a senior in high school, and this is her first year rodeoing. She's been working for us out here at our house every day after school and all last summer and this summer, and she's going for pre-vet in Tarleton in the fall, and she always wanted to rodeo, and we had a couple horses that we said, well, jump in, let's go. So she's been going with us this year, and that's been fun, and she works real hard for the AJRA while she's there, doing whatever they need besides competing. And we had a boy named Carson Johnson. He's from Voca, Texas, up the road. He's been hanging out with us a little bit this summer. Carson's 15, and he was entered and riding one of our horses in the tie-down roping and the ribbon roping this weekend. And we've had a friend down here from Colorado. Her name's Caitlin Dowdy. She's been here for about a month now, and she's going to be a senior next year in high school. And she's been her parents sent her down after the New Mexico high school finals in Lovington, New Mexico. Her brother works for Trace Rios. He does all of our booths and our trade shows this year. Lauren, he's a really, really good guy. He's a hard worker, and we're blessed to have him. And his sister's been down roping with Keeley and Pecos for the last month, and she's fixing to go to Shawnee, Oklahoma, to the IFYR rodeo this next weekend, the youth rodeo. It's for high school age kids, and it's a good paying rodeo. So she went with us, and we all camped. There were seven of us total, and we took our big truck and our trailer, and it was a lot of fun. We camped all weekend and got up and cooked breakfast on the griddle both mornings outside, and it was a lot of fun. We usually just kind of going and blowing, and we got to have a lot of fun this weekend and get to see a lot of fun people. And Pecos, he had a good weekend. We're very blessed. He had a good weekend, and he has some fierce competition in his age group, and it's pretty fun to watch him do what he does. So we kind of, it's what we do every night. We come home and practice, and as long as he wants to do it, that's what we're going to keep on doing. So, yes, ma'am, that's kind of what we've been up to, and we've been going to the National Little Britches Rodeos. We went mainly to those last fall and in the winter, and the National Little Britches Rodeo Association finals in Pueblo, and it's the week before the AJRA finals. So we're going to be really busy for a couple weeks this year, to Pueblo, Colorado, and then back to Sweetwater for the rodeos. But it's the end of the season. August, we tell Pecos, if you want, turn your horses out on pasture. Let's go swimming every day. Let's do whatever you want to do for August. You know, we don't tell him, you know. I mean, we don't make him practice. He wants to, but last year we gave him that option, and he still went to two calf ropings. So who knows what he'll decide he wants to do this summer. I don't know.
Go ahead, Donna Lynn. I just wanted to ask, okay, the AJRA finals, they are at Sweetwater, Texas. Is that for, you know, I get confused with AJRA. Is that all over, and it's in every state, correct?
Well, it used to be, Donna Lynn.
It used to be, okay.
It did, and I believe they've had their finals in San Francisco at the Cal Palace back in the 60s before. The AJRA is a real fine association. We really enjoy going to it. It's run by a lot of directors that have actually been there and rodeoed. And, everyone who's been anyone from down in this part of the world and others have been part of the AJRA. Roy Cooper, Trevor Brazil, Tuff Edelman. I mean, I keep one. There's a lot of them. So, we like both the Little Britches and the AJRA, both really prestigious associations. They're, we have a lot of fun taking Pecos, and just fun going. And most of the rodeos for the AJRA nowadays have been down here in Texas, but they're kind of looking to branch out and start doing some rodeos in different states again and kind of getting back out there. They really pay well. They actually, it's the only one that I know of, they add $21,000 to their finals. There is a
holy last year moly.
Last year they gave away a truck to the all-around winner at the finals. They're,
oh my god!
You had a chance to win one, and they've had so many it's just a neat association. They add $1,000 per event, per age group at their finals, and their prize, I believe they give prizes to 10th in every age group for the year end, for the finals. I mean, it's phenomenal. And again, also the NLBRA is a lot like that too. They spend as well as the HRA. And the Little Britches finals is in Pueblo. They give buckles to 7th in every event, every age group at their finals, year in, go around buckles. I mean, there's a lot of prizes to be given away between those two. And there's a lot of great sponsors between those two. There's a lot of national sponsors. And
what are the dates again, Brett, for Sweetwater for the finals?
I believe, Donna Lynn, it starts on, let me think here, like the 26th of July, I think. It's like a Tuesday. And it goes until that Saturday night, the 2nd or the 1st or 2nd of August. And then they crown the world champions the next morning. Well, the week before the National Little Britches Finals, they crown their world champions at their banquet the Saturday before. So it's busy for us, but it's a lot of fun. And we have a good time. Pecos is, he's been blessed enough this year. He's setting pretty decent in both associations. So he's got a good chance to be crowned the world champ this year.
Wow. Hey, Brett, this is your mom.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Mom.
I can't wait because, you know, Bud and I are planning a trip up for to Pueblo for the Little Britches, and hopefully we can take in Sweetwater as well. But, Brett, I was thinking, you know, and you know, here we are getting ready for a 4th of July run, and if you could just maybe touch on, you know, where you, Pecos, and Keeley and the rest of the crew are going to be this weekend for this 4th of July run, and then maybe go back and pull out of your, you know, your memory bank one of your favorite 4th of July runs that you made when you were going down the road full time.
Well, Mom, it's definitely not the same as it was, and I didn't get to go on a whole lot of those, but it was a lot of fun. This Wednesday we'll leave home. We got a light schedule. We're going to Graham, Texas on Thursday morning the 3rd for Larry B. Guy puts on some big breakaway ropes in Texas, and I think there's one in New Mexico, and she adds like 5,000 at these deals, and there's a lot of ways you can win. And she really pushes the envelope for the breakaway ropers and the women. She has a slogan now called Rope Like a Girl. And so we're going to go up there, and Keely, my wife's going to participate. She's gonna enter up, as well as Caitlin, the girl that's been staying with us Thursday morning. And it's also part of the Ultimate Calf Roping. It's an association, all calf roping association, that is numbered, similar to the USTRC and team roping, where you're a numbered roper. And at the same time, they'll have two arenas going, and Pecos will be competing in his first true tie-down roping, where he is roping number 14 roping, which is for true beginners, little guys, and maybe really older gentlemen that are still competing in roping. And they use a lot smaller calves. The last one we went to, they had 120-pound dairy calves. They weren't super fast. They were a really nice set. And Pecos, he thinks he's ready to interrupt, so saddling horses and practicing tonight. He got home last night from Andrews late, and we had to go gather calves so he could tie from the post last night, because that's what he wanted to do, and we didn't really want to do that. We were kind of tired, but we said okay, and there we were. But and then we come home. We're actually going to take a day off. There's some good rodeos down here too that we could go to, but we're going to gear up for our upcoming trips, and we're going to go to Hamilton, Texas this weekend. Pecos's last regular season AJ rodeos are Saturday and Sunday in Hamilton are the performances he's out in. And Hamilton's close enough to home, about an hour and a half. So I think we're just going to drive up and drive home each day this weekend. So being gone for 2.5-3 weeks, like we're going to be, we're kind of staying close to the house as much as possible so we can make sure all of our chores are done here. But as far as rodeo runs, there's really one that I didn't get to rodeo for a long time to ride bulls, but I quit riding bulls when I was 24, I guess, 25 years old. But one year, me and Jason Maddox, from former guest of y'all's on the show from Oregon, me and him, we loaded up, and I think we went to 11 rodeos in 10 days. And wasn't super profitable for either one of us, but we didn't lose anything. We made nothing. We had a lot of fun, and we learned that you don't go to Red Lodge and Livingston in the same performance because you just about get turned out. You don't have a whole lot of time. But that week, the 4th of July, the Cowboy Christmas, it's the awesomest time. It was always the funnest every year. And to get put up like we did that year with not a whole lot of qualifications from the year before, we both were amazed. We started out in Durango, Colorado at the PRCA Rodeo, and then we went to a PBR in Norco, California the next night, and then to Lehi, Utah for a PRCA Rodeo that Cotton Rosser had in Lehi the next night, and then we went over to, I think, well, actually, Jason went on to Oregon. He went on to Oregon for St. Paul Malala, and I went to Greeley with a guy from Oakdale. Gosh darn it, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but a buddy of mine from Oakdale, I caught a ride, and then I ended up catching with someone I didn't even know from Greeley to Red Lodge, and I met Jason back in Red Lodge. He was up in Malala that day, and I was up in Greeley. I had a better bull in Greeley, so I went there, and he went to Malala. And we met back at Red Lodge. After that, we hauled butt to Livingston that night, and we pulled in, and there was 5 bulls left, and I believe 2 of them were ours, and we were hustling to still ready, pretty much. And then we drove all night to, went through Spokane, where you're from, Becky, that night, or early that next morning. I don't really remember, but I caught a flight to Portland. I was out in Prescott that next night, and Jason, he had a better bull in St. Paul, so he turned out at Prescott, and I turned out at St. Paul, and we split up again. And then I caught a ride with Luke Branquino and Trav Cadwell and another bulldogger, I can't remember his name, and I caught a ride to Oakley, Utah, met Jason back up there that night, and we went there, and then on the way through Farmington, we picked up a high school boy, and we were tired. We were done, wore out by this time, and he drove us to Pecos, Texas, overnight. These were all overnights, and just one right after another. And then from Pecos, we went to Window Rock, and we finished in Steamboat Springs, and we were both ready to be done. We went up to J.C. Trujillo's place up in the mountains, and he has a homemade jacuzzi. Well, it's like it's a real jacuzzi that you build a fire in, and you actually fill it up from the wood swell. I think we lived in that thing for about 3 days after rodeo, and not much, and being that. But I can tell you what, it was the funnest, busiest rodeo trip I'd ever been on in my life. And I look back at those times and realize how blessed I was to get to do things and see the places
wow.
I got to see and do what I got to do.
Hey, so, Brad, I look back at those times, and there's no wonder why I have gray hair. I know why.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was a lot of driving. The riding part wasn't the scary part. It was the traveling. I pray a lot of blessings over everyone during the 4th of July weekend. There's a lot of traveling, and I mean nowadays the timed event contestants, they got 2-3 rigs going with horses here and there, and they're driving and flying and going, and they're just as busy as the rust stock guys nowadays. And I just pray a lot of blessings over them this couple of weeks, because it's pretty busy time for them.
Amen. Amen. Well, Brett, I sure appreciate you coming on and catching us up. And I know there's so much going on, too, with Trace Rios and all that is happening with you guys there and the PRS.
Yes,
and you guys are just, you guys are growing like leaps and bounds. And I know
yeah.
you guys just stay so busy year-round. So I'm appreciative of you taking some time out with us tonight. And I'm really excited. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Brett, thank you again for coming on. We do have
yes,
Nate on the line, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to let you go rope, and we'll bring Nate on from Stockyards Rodeo when we return.
All right.
Bye,
God
Brett.
Bless y'all.
Thanks for
radio.com.
See you in the morning, Mom.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you've been tuning in and listening to the show tonight. We've been a little spontaneous and off the cuff, and we're just kind of rolling with the flow, and that's just kind of how we do things here. With me tonight is my co-host, Becky Christensen of Shields, and my guest host, Donald and Quintana, and we've spent the first half hour just catching up on all things Western Wishes and all the happenings that are going on with Donna Lynn as our charities team and elevating and encouraging and inspiring everything that is Western Wishes. And then we were blessed enough to have our other sponsor from Trace Rio Silver, Brett Tatum, who's also my cousin and Vicky's son. He joined us for a few minutes and caught us up on all things that go on with their crazy world with their son and the junior rodeo scene and how lucrative it is. Lucrative it has become for those that love rodeo and at the young age. And so here we are now. We're in the last half hour of the show, and we are excited to welcome to the show the marketing director of the Stockyards Championship Rodeo in Cowtown at the Cowtown Coliseum in Fort Worth, Texas. We have Nate Krieger on the line. Nate, are you there?
I'm here. I'm so sorry. I missed it. I got in late and had a little hiccup and couldn't get to my phone until just now. I do apologize.
Hey, that's okay. We know how it goes, and we also understand that things happen. And we just, like I said, we are just, sometimes we're just off the cuff, and we just roll with the flow, and we just figure the Lord will take care of it, and we just kind of go wherever he directs us. So
it is what it is.
And here you are. So, you know, Nate, I spoke with you a little bit this morning and gave you a little bit brief overview of Blog Talk and what Blog Talk's all about, and that we're a worldwide platform, and we have listeners all over the U.S. and listeners that call in from all over Canada and Mexico, and we even actually have some folks that listen to us from the island of Crete, if you can believe that. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, some of those listeners will know about the Stockyards Rodeo. Some of them will not.
Right.
So if you could, will you just share just a few minutes about, you know, who you are, your role at the Stockyards, and what the Stockyards Championship Rodeo is all about?
Yeah, the Stockyards Championship Rodeo is the world's only year-round rodeo. We have rodeo every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m., guaranteed, year-round. There's 2 weekends out of the year where we do a little something different than the Stockyards Championship Rodeo, and we have a ranch rodeo in the last weekend of October with the Red Steagall Cowboy Gathering and Western Swing Festival. And then in December, we do a weekend with the PBR Touring Classic and have just a whole weekend of bull riding. But there is rodeo every Friday and Saturday night, and we are honored and blessed to be a part of the historic legend of Cowtown Coliseum. It was built in 1908 to house the Fort Worth Fat Stock Show, and in 1918 it held the world's first indoor rodeo. And we continue that legend by continuing to have rodeos every Friday and Saturday night. And on Friday nights, we're sanctioned with the CBR, or CBR bull riding. So those bull riders that have their CBR cards are welcome to come and compete, and CBR throws some added money on there, and they get to earn points for the big ride in Cheyenne. And then on Saturday, we're triple sanctioned. We have the Stockyards Championship Rodeo Association, which is, by the way, for all you contestants out there, it's free to join. You just sign up at stockyardsrodeo.com. There's a contestant link, and you can sign up and get involved there and come compete. But we're also sanctioned with the UPRA and the IPRA on Saturday nights as well. And so lots of great competition. Last year we had 11,000 contestant entries, and it's just a lot of fun. And we keep rodeo going year round, and it's a great experience to watch the competition, because in addition to some of the green, the kids that are in there trying to earn their stripes and get points and go pro, every once in a while you'll walk in and Trevor Brazil will do a little team roping with you, and or the Cooper brothers will show up, or, you know, we got legends coming in all over the place, and it gives those kids the opportunity to compete with some of their heroes. So it's a great experience to watch if you're a fan of rodeo, and if you're not a fan of rodeo and just going for the first time, it's an awesome venue to see it in.
Well, Nate, this is Vicki, and there just has to be something magical about the Stockyards. I mean, you know, not only is it a National Historic District, just like you said, you're liable to see, you know, world champions dropping in and competing with locals. You never know who's going to show up at the Stockyards Rodeo. But the romance and the history of the Stockyards and Cowtown and Fort Worth in itself is totally amazing. Can you give us a little bit of history about Cowtown and tell some of the folks, you know, a lot of people think, well, it's just an area called the Stockyards. No, it really was the Stockyards.
Yeah, it is extremely historical, and that's what's wonderful about the Stockyards. It's not just a tourist attraction for visitors to come see how things used to be. It's a living history. Since in 1991, Kansas City Stockyards closed down, and now we are the only active stockyards in the country that still maintains its legacy as far as selling cattle, livestock, superior livestock, and auction. They have auctions every year, every week. Most of it's all done via satellite. There still are horse sales and stock sales in our arena and in the horse barns. But they sell via satellite, and they have auctions every week, horse sales, cattle sales. They sold 1.5 million head of cattle out of the Stockyards last year. So it's still a very authentic deal. It's the only twice daily cattle drive in the world. We have a cattle drive twice a day at 11:30 and 4 o'clock, and it's unbelievable to see the drovers take that herd of longhorns down the road. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people come just to watch that every year. And the Stockyards is the Wall Street of the West. Millions and millions of head of livestock and cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, everything have been through the Stockyards from its existence when there were thousands of pens. And, you know, those cattle pens are still there. There's a catwalk that overlooks a lot of the original Stockyard pens that are there. It's just an unbelievable living history, and that's what I use that living history a lot, because we are proud of the authenticity that comes with the Stockyards. Like I said, the Coliseum was built in 1908 for rodeo and stock sales. We still do that today in 2014. The Livestock Exchange building was built in 1914 to sell livestock, and it still does that today. So the mule barns are still active. There's stables. The livery is there. You can go horseback riding up and down the Trinity River right there out of the Stockyards. If you really want an authentic experience, Fort Worth Stockyards National Historic District is by far the finest destination for that you'll get anywhere in the country.
Well, that's true. I know that just – this is Becky, and I know just looking through the information on your website and and Googling Stockyards. I have not. I've been to Texas, but I've not been to Fort Worth to the Stockyards. So that's one of those destinations I definitely need to hit. So
definitely. And hey, when you got to let me know when you come down. I'll make sure you get the VIP access. You know, we'll take you in and out the inside and out, and you can do some stuff for your blog and get the insider view of what we do.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that. So, well, now tell me, I mean, coming from your position as marketing director, what goes into putting on a rodeo? Because I used to put the Spokane Interstate Rodeo on each year at the fair here, and I know what went on for, you know, a show for a weekend. I can't imagine what goes on behind the scenes to produce an event year-round.
Right. Well, there's a lot that goes into it, and we're blessed to have amazing stock contractors. Double R Rodeo, they've been around for 60 years, and they continue to provide us with some of the best stock, some of the greatest stock in the history of the sport has come through that building. There are Hall of Fame bulls, Hall of Fame bronc horses. There's all kinds of stuff that goes on there. And like I said, we had 11,000 contestants last year, and you know, there were 6,500 head of bulls brought to our building last year just for the bull riding portion of our rodeo. That doesn't include all the bucking stock and everything else that goes into it, and the calves and steers for the team roping and tie down roping and things like that. It is a monster process. And about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the alleyway there is blocked full of 18-wheelers with stock and all that type of stuff. And they unload and get everything going. The doors open at 6:30, and our executive director, Hub Baker, has been producing rodeos for 55 years. He is he's unbelievable at what he does. He's a member of several Hall of Fames because of what he's able to do, and he puts it on. It almost runs itself. It's so efficient. But his main thing, and what you'll get when you come to the Stockyards Championship Rodeo, is no dead time. We don't like dead air. If you're changing events or anything, we're going to have bullfighters and rodeo clowns shooting T-shirts out. We'll have dance contests, calf and mutton scrambles for the kiddos every Friday and Saturday night so our kids can get involved. We want to make sure it's very family-oriented. We push family, and it's a great place to come to get your family involved and do something with your family where you can interact and create lifetime memories.
Well, so, you know, this is Becky again. I do have a question for you because I'm on your website, and that's stockyardsrodeo.com for those that are listening and want to check it out. Under the contestant section, you have a section for the rodeo. And the first thing, of course, that caught my eye, well, two things, is, you know, you keep your events pretty close to the same each night, but I do notice you have, not only do you have the normal standard, you know, seven events that are at a rodeo, but you also have the option for those that want to enter for breakaway roping. And
yes,
you
ma'am.
Also have, and you also have what's called, and then this is something that's new to me, so you might want to take a minute and explain the difference between saddle bronc riding and ranch saddle bronc riding.
Okay, well, saddle bronc riding and ranch saddle bronc are similar in several different ways, but different in other ways. Ranch saddle bronc is more typical of what you would have to do on a ranch when you're breaking a horse. A bronc rider in a ranch saddle bronc, a bronc rider must be designated to respect each ranch. A stock saddle must be used, and a single rein will be attached to the throat latch of the halter. The rider is required to ride for 8 seconds, and re-rides will be rewarded, like in most events, at the discretion of the judges. And the bronc rider is not allowed to use a night latch or other special device. He's allowed to grip the saddle or the saddle horn, and if the flank strap comes off the horse before the 8 seconds has expired, the bronc rider will have the option of a re-ride. The re-ride must be elected immediately following the ride. Scoring is 1 to 25 for the horse from each judge based on how well the animal bucks, and 1 to 25 from each judge for the rider based on how well he rides. Now, the saddle bronc is not much has changed as far as that goes. It's just a bronc rider must be in the ride with his feet placed over the bronc shoulders, then synchronizes spurring action with the animal's bucking style. And that's the main difference is on saddle bronc, you've got the spur in synchronization with the animal's bucking. Otherwise, there's a no score. Where in ranch saddle bronc, you pretty much just have to hang on and break the horse. And that's the big difference. But it is nice to have those events. And for any of you contestants that are into bronc riding, I don't want to say it's a dying event, but it's not as common anymore as it used to be. And the handful of contestants that come in and compete in that really have a great opportunity to earn some money and get some wins and win you a buckle or saddle at the end of the year. So it's always a great event to watch. So I enjoy it more so than bull riding. I'm sorry, bull riders, but to me the horse is so mystical and so, you know, the horse has more of a personality and a relationship with man than the bull does. The bull is just kind of ornery and wants you off his back. The horse, you know, you once you break that horse and once you can build that relationship with that horse, it shows through. And then, you know, like in the team roping or tie down roping, that horse and the cowboy or cowgirl on there, they're partners. They have those horses have a job to do, and to watch the skill in these horses is almost as impressive as seeing these cowboys and cowgirls compete.
Well, I got to tell you, with a year-round rodeo, do you see, you know, are you pretty consistent across the board each and every week for the amount of contestants that you have, or do you see kind of ebbs and flows based on the time of year?
In the summertime, we kind of get a little dip in the contestant pool, but a lot of the outdoor rodeos are open. There's a lot more rodeo available for contestants from the spring through the summer. With the sanctioning that we've got, you can earn points for three different sanctions for those finals. So that keeps the contestants consistent enough to where we're not sitting there with three or four bull riders or, you know, two team ropers and stuff like that. We average anywhere from 70 to 100 contestants every night. And in the fall and winter, when we're the only rodeo going, we might have slack until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You might have a couple hundred contestants going.
You know.
And in October and November, it's almost like a little mini NFR because our arena dimensions, the actual competition arena, are dang near spot on to the NFR at the up in Vegas, within a couple feet. And so a lot of the contestants, and, you know, like Trevor Brazil, he'll come in. He rodeos at our rodeo probably 12 to 15 times a year. And his wife, Shada, you know, is in the barrel racing. She qualified for the NFR last year for the first time. So she's competing a lot more with us. And when she wants to go compete at the Stockyards Rodeo, you know, of course, hubby's going to come along and participate and things like that. So it's nice to see the younger generation. Some of the kids of these legends are coming up. And they always know they can get their competition practice at Cowtown Coliseum. A lot of them come to time their horses and things like that for bigger events.
And, you know, Nate, this is Vicki, but you never have the same contestants on a Friday or Saturday night. I get your updates every week at work, you know, via computer, you know, and I mean, like, you know, Friday night, this past Friday, three-time WNFR qualifier Mary Berger from Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, won the barrel racing on Friday night. So you just don't know who's going to show up, you know?
Right, you never do. You never know who's going to show up, and that's what's great about it. And we have, you know, there's some spells. We had a kind of first time this has ever happened. We had 70 consecutive bull rides where the riders hit the dirt prior to the 8-second mark. And the bulls were whooping the cowboys' butts until last Saturday. We had two guys cover with it and turn in an 81-point mark, and the crowd went crazy because there are some people, some fans that come regularly, and there's always fans that, you know, have come for the first time. But when you get told that these Bulls have been beating these Cowboys for 4 weeks straight, they finally cowboyed up and took one. So it was nice to see that, and it's always fun to watch and see the competition. It's great, and like you said, the competition's from all over the world. I mean, from Brazil, Australia, Canada, England, all over Texas and the Midwest, California Cowboys, Colorado Cowboys. There's just somebody from everywhere all the time, and so it's really neat. And it's what's great is watching these relationships develop amongst all the different contestants who meet for the first time at Cowtown Coliseum, and then they'll see each other at another event somewhere else in the country, and then they'll come back, and you can, you know, I do a little behind the scenes where I'll interview some of our contestants, and they'll be telling stories about something they did in Amarillo, you know, the two nights before, and it's just great to, you know, everybody, the camaraderie in rodeo, even though it's a competition and you want to win, everybody kind of gives their 2 cents and helps out. And it's great to see that. And it's, you know, it's just another example of the American cowboy and how great, you know, that tradition is. And, you know, you're here to help and learn, but compete as well.
Keeping the West alive.
Go ahead, Donalyn.
Oh, I just, you know what, I wanted to ask Nate something, just because, of course, I'm always thinking in terms of Western wishes. What's the capacity? How many can you seat in that building?
2,400 in the rodeo setup the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's
that's awesome.
1,850 box seats. I mean, 1,850 general admission seats and 300 and something box seats and a couple hundred VIP seats. And what's great is there's not a bad seat in the house. And
I know.
No matter where you're at, the action's there. And if you want to get real close, our box seats are the first two rows, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a little dirt kicked up on you, and it's really exciting to see. A few weeks ago, we had a saddle bronc rider fly over the gate into a box, so they got a little firsthand on how the cowboys react when they get thrown off a horse because they landed in their laps. So it's just it's exciting to watch and fun to see.
I'm sorry that I wish we could visit some more. I'll probably have to bring it back on here.
Definitely,
you know, the
I feel so bad about getting into you late, and I definitely I've had a great time talking with you, and I could go on about. There's so much more to talk about as far as the stockyard is concerned, and how our contestants can get more involved, and you know, we do some things for some nonprofit, and we have a pink out every year, and we have, you know, Raise the Roof Rodeo, and we do some stuff for, you know, Make-A-Wish and all those other foundations where we can, you know, cowboys love to give of themselves,
I think, more so
than anybody else there is. And there's nothing better than making a young boy's dream come true or a young girl's dream come true to be a rodeo cowboy for a day. And we love to be able to do stuff like that, so.
I'll be calling you, Nate, because we're having a relationship with Cook's Children, so we really want to do more at the stockyard. So I'll be calling you.
All right, please do.
Well, we're going to wrap it up, and we appreciate Nate coming on the line. If you want to find out more about Stockyard Championship Rodeo, again, find them on Facebook under Stockyard Rodeo Championship Rodeo, or you can find them at stockyardsrodeo.com. Or you can find them at Twitter, on Twitter at Stockyard Rodeo. One word, Stockyard Rodeo. So with that, we're going to say goodnight and close out with a little cowgirl logic, and we'll see you all next week.
All right. Thank you all. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Nice.
Okay. I'm sure that every person who's ever trailered anything with a diesel truck can relate. Don't you just love waiting while somebody pedal farts around the pumping gas at the only diesel pump? I mean, there are 8 gas pumps out there, 5 of which are completely open, and they gotta pull into the only pump that has diesel too. The other day I was pulling into a station with my 2-ton and the trailer, and a lady in a little car just zips in front of me while I'm navigating my way to the only diesel pump. Sure enough, 411 gas pumps are open, and where does she go? You got it. I'm in semi-disbelief as she cuts ahead of me and stops at the diesel. So before she gets out of her car, I edge my truck up as close to her rear end as I can, trying to get the butt of my trailer out of the road behind me. My truck is literally towering over her little car, more like looming over it, the Cummins engine giving off that distinctive diesel sound. I even revved it up a little and the black smoke blew out of the stacks. I think that's so cool. Do you think she caught on? Oh, no. She was too busy still sitting in her car digging through her purse. Well, finally, I climbed out of the cab and walked up to her, still sitting in her car, politely asked if she minded going to any one of the other open gas pumps because this was the only diesel pump and my trailer was blocking traffic. She was very nice and said she didn't mind at all. My deal is, why can't people see? I guess why I'm venting about here is we are far too consumed with ourselves in our own little world these days. We seem to be unaware of the needs of others. I'm aware of this, but can I be totally oblivious about other people's needs simply because I'm so consumed with myself? This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.